Cindy Matsumoto is a 20-year resident of Park City with a background in education. She and her husband have raised their three children in the community, two of whom still live here. She's now busy as a grandmother and a business owner, as well as a city council member.
But I've been a businesswoman in Bonanza Park area in the Iron Horse District, and I am co-owner of Right at Home. So I think I have a real feeling for what it's like to run a business, make those kinds of decisions you have to make that are best for your business and for your family. And I think those experiences, you know, make me have the same sort of feelings that most people in Park City have. So
she says she's running again also because she has found the job interesting and challenging, and she'd like to be a continued part of representing the community's goals.
You know, we've gotten some great, this council's worked really hard together and worked through some really tough issues. And we've got in place some really great things that are coming up, and I would like to be part of it. And I think that my goals align with the community's goals of a small town, sense of community, and the natural setting. So I believe that, you know, I can move those forward for the community.
One of the things Matsumoto is excited about moving forward, she says, is the plan for the Lower Park Avenue area, which encompasses the library expansion.
We don't have the final plans or anything, so it's time for the community to come out and give us their, you know, their final input into that project. And then hopefully we'll be able to have, as I've talked about before, sort of a community campus, because we have room down there, other city property where the old fire station was, that we can do whatever the community feels that they need. So I'd like, you know, to make a call to the community, that the stakeholders, and I think there'll be the seniors, and there'll be affordable housing opportunities, mm-hmm. and I think it's also a resort opportunity, a connection to the Park City Resort, and I also think a connection to Sundance.
She says historic preservation is one of her passions. She and the current council work together well, Matsumoto says, and the council demonstrated that in its recent decision to abandon talks of relocating the Rocky Mountain Power substation in Bonanza Park. She says it was a tough decision that she was conflicted about.
It's certainly not my Bonanza Park. It's our Bonanza Park, and it's what we want as a community. You know, I think my job as a council person is to listen to the ideas, weigh them, and listen to the citizens and weigh those. And, you know, we had a very good negotiation with, we had some partners, but there were a lot of things that had to fall into place. And we certainly did appreciate, you know, having citizen input, because it's not just our decision, it's the decision for the whole community. So I think that's how I played a role in that, is being open to the ideas and then also open to what the citizens want.
When asked about the upsides and the downsides to running as an incumbent, she talked about her experience and background knowledge.
I've been working on these projects that are coming up and are going on right now. And, you know, there's the water deal, and that, you know, might come forth, and there's treasure, there's lots of things that we have lots of background knowledge on, so we have lots of knowledge. And, you know, I have a group of council people that we've worked well with before, so, you know, there's a lot of familiarity with that. The downside, geez, I don't know. Well, just getting in the time to campaign and be a city council person, which is a time commitment.
Finally, on the next possible controversial topic, the Round Valley Reservoir, she says again, it'll be a community dialogue.
Well, I think that the issues surrounding it are that there's a conservation easement on there, and there's also, you know, just whether it can be built and how it will be built and how much land it will take up. And once again, that's a community decision. I believe, you know, all the information isn't known yet. We don't know if we're going to need the reservoir.
That's Park City incumbent city council member Cindy Matsumoto. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.